NDOT recently began work on improving the I-65 corridor between Columbus and Seymour. Outgoing Representative Milo Smith says the recent increase in the state gas tax played a large part in getting this and other road projects paid for. Do you agree? And what more could be done to maintain and improve our infrastructure?
I do agree that the gasoline tax has helped to fund infrastructure projects like the I-65 project. I think there's something long-term that we need to consider when we raise taxes on gasoline and other taxes like that. Since 2008, Indiana has become more and more regressive in our tax setup, which means that people with high incomes in Indiana actually spend about 5% of their income on state taxes, whereas lower income people spend about 12% of their income on state taxes. We need to look for ways to fund things like infrastructure that don't put the burden on the middle and the lower income people.